Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Of the Giants, and that is Zach Manassian, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Zach, it's great to have you on.
Yeah, Zach, I gotta say, you know, before you even got the job, I actually ran into you in Golden Gate Park near the Botanical Garden. You were with your kid, and I believe your family, and I was with my kid and my family. And so now I gotta ask you, I mean, like, how often are you in Golden Gate Park just walking around thinking about Giants baseball?
Well, one, thanks for having me. I thought maybe if we lost yesterday, you guys, you would cancel me. So appreciate you guys having me on. And yeah, I mean, Golden Gate Park is beautiful. The city's beautiful. My wife and I, we raise our baby in the city, and we love it. So she likes to get me out and walking with the baby. And I have one condition that I can just make sure I can check my phone and especially just waiting for any incoming phone calls from my boss, because, you know, I can't miss those.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. All right. So now, as a city guy, you've been here for a couple of years now. So, but we're going to get into the team, but just rapid fire real quick here. Favorite pizza spot in the city for you thus far?
Oh man, probably Tony's.
That's not bad. Favorite burrito spot for you in the city right now?
Oh, man, I don't know if I have a favorite burrito spot. I probably need to find a favorite burrito spot. So I've eaten about three places in the Mission that are all like, wow.
I love it. And then what's your...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Favorite park to take your son to? I've got a few that I love. You know, we go to the different museums and whatnot throughout the city. Academy of Science. Where's your favorite spot to take him on a hot day?
I mean, we're pretty close to Washington Square. I mean, I love Golden Gate Park. Walking through there, you can kind of walk for hours and hours, and it's really pretty. but also, I mean, we just love North Beach. And, you know, so we'll go to Washington Square, go to Joe DiMaggio Park. He loves the swing set. And, you know, it's a little park, but it kind of feels like it's ours. So it's been awesome.
A little original Joe's, you know, a little action. Go see the Dugan family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Drop my name in there. You know, maybe they'll take care of you. All right. Those are my guys.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Zach, I mean, how badly did this team need that win yesterday? I mean, the offense scuffling big time. I know I don't need to tell you that. You're down 5-0. You come from behind. The bullpen does the job. Chapman, the home run. Ramos, maybe the hit of the year in the seventh inning. Then a sac fly, which the team hasn't been able to do a lot of. How good did that feel to get that win? The way it happened, specifically.
Yeah, it felt great. And, look, we don't need to win every game like that. It raises my blood pressure too much. Be down 5-0, win by a run. But like you guys said, it was huge. And I think it speaks to the character in that clubhouse, players, coaches, and the belief that they have in themselves. And yeah, it's been a really tough stretch. But to win it that way, scoring runs, especially when we're down with how difficult it has been to score, it's just absolutely huge, and you hope it has the kind of a ripple effect and carries over to today and future games, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, I've been blown away with Ramos. The mental fortitude to go through what he's gone through, the up and the down, and you're part of our future, and it doesn't feel like you're part of the future, and then now all of a sudden he's made the most of his opportunity. You can make the argument he's been the best Giant 2 years in a row right now since being called up last year. What are people not seeing from Elliot Ramos that you guys are seeing? You, Buster, Bob Melvin, the Giants' internal brass.
Yeah, I think, well, it's a huge credit to Ramos himself in that there is a thirst for knowledge of the game, and was able to sit and talk to our coaches for a while yesterday. And on the hitting side, Pat Burrell and Damon Minor and Oscar Bernard were talking about just Ramos starting to see the game, you know, more and more clearly, and asking certain questions and getting a sense of how pitchers are going to adjust to him. And I think they're just so impressed with the maturation of just how his mind is working on the field. You know, it's something I look back to with him as a minor league player. Is he loved playing, and he always played hard. So, and I think those things are showing right now. And he always had the physical tools, but I think maybe when those times came when it didn't look like he was going to be a big part of the future, or wasn't sure, he just kept going out and playing hard. And I think his physical ability ended up getting him here and keeping him here for a little bit. And now we're starting to see, you know, the mental ability starting to grow more and more to where he can sustain that success. Cause it's one of the hardest things to do, is it's not just getting to the big leagues, but how do you sustain it? Because there's advanced scouting reports to the nth degree on every player and how they're going to attack you. And it really is a very difficult cat and mouse game, especially with how good pitching these days. And he's been great to make those adjustments, and we're seeing him sustain the success. So I'm really happy for him.
Giants general manager Zach Manassian with us here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. And Zach, you talk about not just getting to the bigs, but staying there. That's also a phrase that has been thrown around a lot when it comes to Bryce Eldridge. And obviously he made some news earlier this week, getting promoted from AA to AAA. This is maybe the hottest topic among Giants fans right now. What specifically do you need to see from Bryce that will prove to you guys that he's ready for the bigs?
Well, I think the biggest thing is still getting better defensively at first base. I had the privilege of seeing Bryce in high school, actually, scouting him. And the day I saw him, he pitched. And he was basically Shohei Ohtani for his high school team. He pitched and he hit. And when he wasn't pitching, he was still hitting. So there really isn't a lot of innings experience defensively. And he is getting better and better. And I think it's another player, plays very hard. He wants to be great. He himself has come out and talked about his defense and how it needs to get better, how he wants it to get better. So you know, we don't want to do them a disservice by bringing them here. And, you know, you basically can't play them in the field. And I think our minor league people have done a great job with them, coaching staff in double A, and he'll get some new voices at triple A that he's familiar with. But also people like Will Clark, Joe Panic, Ron Wotus, our major league staff put a lot of work with him, put a lot of work in with him during spring training. So just continuing to shore up that defense. And then, you know, the pitching from double A to triple A probably see a little bit more spin. You know, you get a little bit more of the crafty veterans as he just continues to round out, you know, his offensive game and making more contact. Because when he makes contact, he's obviously very dangerous.
Zach, you and the organization and Buster and everybody have been pretty consistent that, of course, you want to bring him up when he's ready. But will there come a time when the organization feels like maybe he's not quite as ready as ideally you'd like, but yet he's also simultaneously the best option you have at first base? If that happens, what happens then? Because I know Buster said earlier this week that the ultimate goal is to win at the big league level.
Yeah, and I think... Look, I think you always want to stay open-minded, and it's not just with Bryce. It's really with all of these players and really trying to get their strengths. I think there's probably as much development at the major league level now as we've seen in the last, you know, 15 years, 20 years as players get pushed through the system quicker and quicker. So I would say there's always a chance, and whether that's Bryce, whether it's another player, You try to protect them maybe by trying to cover up their deficiencies, you know, in other ways. I was fortunate. I worked for the Milwaukee Brewers at a time when they were rebuilding. And, you know, we had Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder, who were considered defensive liabilities playing first base and second base. And we were starting to become a competitive team. And that was the question with those two. And, you know, do we try to protect them with defensive changes late in the game? In that situation, we didn't. But those are certainly things that you can consider with really any young player that comes up as a way to protect them, but still allow them to grow and hopefully help you win games at the major league level. Because like Buster said, that's what we're here to do. That's what it's about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You bring up Ricky Weeks. Gosh, my mind goes back. He waving the bat like Eric Davis. He was a ball player, man. I was a big fan of his. I'm looking at Willy Adames right now. The game is just such a game of failure and how to accept it and how to work through it. And you go through streaks and slumps and stuff. I just thought that was a huge walk for him that he drew to start that rally late in that game yesterday. And he's made some mistakes defensively, which I know he's frustrated with. Where's he at right now? Where's he at mentally? Where are you guys at with him? What are we working on with Willy Adames? I mean, everybody wants to love this guy right now, and he's the big high-priced dude, and I'm sure he's frustrated.
Yeah, I think, you know, he wants it so bad, and then that probably what goes into maybe putting more pressure on himself. And, you know, defensively, you know, I know yesterday was a tougher day for him defensively. I thought he played really well defensively in May. I thought it was much improved over April, which was encouraging, and some of the numbers that we have internally, you know, back that up. And so hopefully we see that a little bit more consistently going forward. But you know, it's another player in a new situation, and you know, I think Willie, to his credit, you know, and it's also could be a detriment, has historically been a streaky offensive player. I think when he was traded from Tampa to the Brewers, he was hitting 180 at the time, and that was in mid-May, and went on a heater pretty much the rest of the year and ended up having a pretty nice year. So, you know, I think with players and how convoluted swings can be, we can see those long stretches of hot and cold. And I think he's just working to try and figure out what works for him and adjusting to our ballpark. And, you know, probably some of those balls he's hit here to center field or right center field in Milwaukee, those are homers, you know, and how do you work your approach? How do you change that? Now, I think hopefully he's got a pretty good example in front of him. Our leader of baseball operations was a right field guy, and the stadium ended up working for him just fine. So I don't doubt Willie's going to continue to work. He's coming with the same energy every day. I saw him yesterday running outside of that dugout, cheering his teammates on, and that's admirable. And one thing I can say for him, you know, nobody wants to play better than him. I think it'll come, and it's just one at bat at a time, and trying to find the positives. And yeah, the walk was huge. And who knows how that game turns out if he doesn't draw it.
Giants general manager Zach Manassian with us here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. I want to go back to Bryce really quick, Zach. You talk about, obviously, you want him ready offensively and defensively, and I know your DH right now, Wilmer Flores, is having a hell of a season, but is there a world in which you think his bat is MLB ready, the glove isn't? Would you be willing to play him at DH early to get his bat in the lineup if you think it might help you win games?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to stay open-minded to it. You know, whether we get there or not will be dependent, obviously, on a lot of other things. I think when you add it all up, if as a group collectively feel like, nope, this is a risk worth taking because it's going to help us win, then yeah, possibly we get there. But part of the reason is getting him to AAA. You know, it's just the right maturation and process for him as he climbs through the minor leagues. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, let's see how things go there. And then we keep going, you know. But certainly happy with where he's at offensively right now. And look, I think he's 20. So he's undoubtedly going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind he will improve. And I believe he could improve even if he's at the big league level. It just might be a little steeper curve.
Ninth inning. I know Camillo the other night, this is his first, you know, a little blip on what's been a great season to bounce back. We talked about the mental fortitude of Elliot Ramos. I feel like Camillo's had just an incredible bounce back this year. He's been awesome. Yeah. Pitch clock hasn't frustrated him at all. He's thrown strikes. He didn't have a grip on the fastball. And he kept going sliders. That's fine. But how are you guys viewing the ninth inning as a whole? Randy has been a weapon for you guys in that bullpen. You got Ryan Walker. You got Camillo. Is it whoever's available on a given day, or are we maybe starting to reconsider after last night?
No, I think it's fluid. I mean, Randy's been great. And, you know, look, the ninth inning, without a doubt, is a different animal. And I think it's probably a different animal, you know, as everyone can see, more so just from a stressful and what it can do maybe to the pitcher's mind. And I think Walk and Doobie both have shown they can handle that pressure and stress. It's more just, I think with each of them just comes back to little mechanical things that can get out of whack. And not one time have I thought, oh boy, their stuff isn't good enough to pitch in the ninth inning. You know, it's more just come back to locating, you know, where they want to throw the ball. So I think mentally both of those two are capable of doing it. Doval had just thrown so well where, you know, it felt like the right thing to do. But look, I'm a big believer the sixth inning, the seventh inning, you know, the eighth inning, those are important too. And I think that was a strength of so many Giants teams that I came in here to watch as a visitor and were beat by, was it was a shutdown bullpen. It wasn't just a shutdown ninth inning. And I think we have the makings of that. It's just, you know, getting everyone firing at the same time. And for the most part, they have been. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and even yesterday, I think if you were to ask Ramos or Adames, you know, the pop-up from that Walker got is probably caught, I don't know, 95 times out of 100. And, you know, there's two outs and one man on, and Walk probably gets the third out, and there's no conversation. But Randy's just been awesome. I mean, to me right now, looking at him, I hope he's an all-star. And it's great to have all these ninth inning options. You know, I like looking around the league and checking box scores each night. And I think every night you do it, you see a bullpen blow up somewhere. And, you know, to have those three back there and Tyler Rogers, I think we've all seen it for years, has been consistent of a reliever as anybody. Eric Miller, big power arm from the left side. Jelly and Beck have both come up and thrown well. I thought Jelly was huge yesterday. Huge. So, So just having the options for me is as important as anything. And then when it comes to the roles, you know, Buster and I have been very vocal about just empowering Bomel, Bob Melvin, our manager, to set it up how he best sees fit. And, you know, I believe right now he's going to continue to roll with Duvall in the ninth and pick these high leverage spots to use Randy and just continue to try and get Walk back on track.
Yeah. And your point about like deep bullpens is well taken. We watched Brian Wilson. Santiago Casillo was like a sixth inning guy originally, seventh inning guy. He became a closer. Yeah. Sergio Romo was a setup man. He became a closer.
Javier Lopez,
yeah. Afo, so many guys. I mean, I go back to like John Wetland being set up by Mariano Rivera way back in the day. But Rodriguez, for just a second, I know your brother's down in Anaheim, so maybe he would, you know, have a little more of a feel on this one. But he reminds me, and not the leg kick, but the motion and the blow away, wipe out breaking ball with that electric fastball. He's got a little Frankie Rodriguez in him, a little K-Rod in him. I mean, he's just, he's electric. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He is. And something, look, something I'm afforded in this role that's, it's very fortunate to be, is just to see these guys behind the scenes. And Randy is just an A-plus kid. I mean, he's still a kid, and he just is just a fantastic person. I think it's someone that you root for, and I think he had a stretch in low A ball when we put him on the roster. I want to say it was about 26 innings, and he struck out 50 and walked 3. We're going, oh man, we got to put him on the roster. And you usually don't like putting relievers on the roster on a low A ball, but we decided to go forward with it, and then there were some struggles for him, you know, to get here, battling injury, battling strike throwing, and he's overcome all of that, and he's just been awesome, just huge, kind of our bullpen ace you can use in different spots. He's unfazed, but he's just such a fantastic kid. He's smart. He's aggressive. He's unfazed. So we're fortunate to have him. We're fortunate to have, you know, the bullpen we have. And look, I think Garvin Alston and JP Martinez on the pitching side deserve a lot of credit. I think they get these guys in the right mind space and they come up with a plan of attack. And I think every one of our pitchers going to a game right now, especially Randy, are very confident.
Yeah. He's just been awesome. And the way Bob's used him all year, it's just been brilliant. And man, it was great. It was great last night. You know, before you get out of here, look, you know, growing up, I used to go to the family pavilion. I would sit out there for $1 at Old Candlestick with my dad on Wednesday day games. And the satin coat of Tommy Lasorda is etched into my brain. And I would boo him mercifully. And he would be waving and blowing kisses. And he's your godfather. I mean, your middle name I've seen is Thomas because of him. Tommy Lasorda is like a larger than life figure in the sport of baseball. We were playing some of his rants to some of the reporters the other day. You got to give us one Tommy Lasorda story because look, as much as I hated him because he was a Dodger, he was great for the game. I mean, great for the game and helped forge my love of baseball because he was somebody to root against.
Yeah, no, look, in honor of the Dodgers Giants rivalry now as, being a Giants member now I go to the gravesite and I boo. So, but he's always a larger than life figure in my life. I certainly looked up to him and just a lot of countless dinners, and just the education, just the storytelling, just amazing. My dad was, forgive me, Giants fans, for referencing this way, but was Uncle Tom's clubhouse guy in Ogden, Utah, from age 13 to 16 in the summer league. So my dad ended up writing a book about just all of these stories, just from the minor leagues, and you know, it's pretty amazing. But one of my favorite ones is, I got the job with the Giants in 19, and we're playing over in Camelback Ranch. And I get a call. Uncle Tom had an assistant at that time who would kind of help him get around. I get a call. The game's about to start. And he's just screaming in the background for me. Basically, telling me to get my body over to the Dodgers clubhouse. Now, I don't really like going into other clubhouses. I have my Giants, kind of a Giants hoodie on and Giants logos on me. But here I come walking in the clubhouse, you know, of the Dodgers. And I walk in there and he is screaming, "Look, everyone, it's Benedict Arnold." So that's kind of true Uncle Tom right there. But no, I appreciated every minute I had with him and his wife, Auntie Jo, who has since passed, is my godmother also. And she's just, fantastic, still close with his daughter, Laura. But I can promise you it's amazing to me how easy the transition has been to despising the Dodgers. And I was joking with John Shea the other day in our clubhouse, and I said, "Count the number of times you see me in blue this year." So it's just a privileged, honored, and proud to be, his godson. But I think he would, if anyone would appreciate the competitive nature that I kind of take day in and day out, if anyone would appreciate that, I think it would be him.
We love to hear that. And we thank you for being so generous with your time, Zach. Really appreciate it. Great win last night. Hope they can make it two in a row today.
Sounds good. Next time you see me in Golden Gate Park, give me a "Let's Go Giants."
Hell
we'll
yeah.
Walk together.
Yeah. It's either that or I'm going to go, "Tell your brother to trade us Mike Trout." I'm teasing.
Sounds good. I like the ideas.
Let's go. Ideas.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We're rooting for you guys. Go Giants.
Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That's Giants general manager Zach Manassian. That is a great story.
I love
Benedict Arnold.
I love that.
Begs him, screams at him to come over to the Dodgers clubhouse, and then immediately screams at him when he gets there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.